Lesson number three. Vowel changes related to their Yiddish resonance. In the last lesson, we were working with vowels which just slightly migrated toward other pronunciation changes as you applied the resonance. The ones we'll look at now are much more specific. They are clearly changes in pronunciation to a different phoneme, to a different vowel. You hear them as totally new vowel. However, most of these changes are still happening because of the drastically new resonance behaviors you're imposing on your mouth. Yes, you changed the pronunciation here, but I still don't want you should think about remembering these isolated vowel substitutions. I want you certainly to learn them, but to begin by working for the new resonance, and then letting your new pronunciation grow directly out of the same mouth behaviors which we used to change the tone focus earlier. You remember it? I certainly talked about it enough, the closed, lazy, lax, loose, unrounded, all of those things that we were doing. We'll look at several vowel changes now, but I want you should generate them out of the resonance. The first is the A sound, as in cat and mat and ask, becoming E, ket and mesk. The tongue is higher because the jaw is closed more. Again, alternating, I'll say soprano, sopreno, aft, eft, hand, hent, ask, esk. Sentences. The soprano laughed as the baritone kissed her hand. The soprano left as the baritone kissed her hand. The admiral went aft to avoid her path. The admiral went aft to avoid her path. The huddled masses lifted their lamps and sang the national anthem. The huddled masses lifted their lamps and sang the national anthem. The second important vowel change is the O sound becoming a, as in no becoming no. It doesn't be a diphthong anymore, and it changes from the O that rounded just to the essential a. So, again repeating, no, no. Sociology, sociology. Lonely, lonely. Oats, oats. And a sentence. The ugly old toad was lonely at the side of the road. The ugly old toad was lonely at the side of the road. Joe is going to throw the snowball over the hills of Rome. Joe is going to throw the snowball over the hills of Rome. Generate this out of the resonance. Don't just say Joe is going to throw. No, Joe is going to throw. Do a little of the lilt with it as well. And final sentence here. Can't you show me where sociologists go when they know it all? And generating this out of the resonance with everything working that we've been working on in all the last lesson, really get it all together here. Can't you show me where sociologists go when they know it all? We go on now to what is sometimes called the most characteristic Yiddish sound, oi, oi. But interestingly enough, in the actual Yiddish accent, it's not pronounced oi, because the lips do not round. You have oi, 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 without the lips rounding and getting it out of this resonance. So let's try here on words. Boy, boy, not boy, but boy. Annoy, annoy, noise. Noise. You realize that when we're doing one word at a time, we have that tendency to put the oi, 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 the lilt on it. Ointment, ointment. And some sentences. The boy joined in the noise just to annoy the royalty. The boy joined in the noise just to annoy the royalty. The ploy was to put soy sauce in the ointment. The ploy was to put soy sauce in the ointment. you may enjoy broiled oysters. You may enjoy broiled oysters. Remember, this must come out of the resonance. You must get it out of that basic characteristics of placing the resonance that we were doing up in the front of the mouth with all the lazy things we worked on the other side of the tape. The next one here, and the last of the major vowel changes, is the aw sound, which also changes to a. Very similar to what happened in the oi changing to I, the aw changes to a. So instead of pause, you have pus. Pus. Of course, what happens again? Their lips don't round, so you get this change. Thought, thought. Lost, lost. Importance, importance. Some sentences here. The short dog thought because the moth thought that war was normal. The short dog thought because the moth thought war was normal. No, I don't know what that sentence means either. But that's for somebody else to know. We just do it for a sound exercise, okay? Don't tell morbid stories about the shortcomings of the North 40. Don't tell morbid stories about the shortcomings of the North 40. Lost boys often become flawless at reform school. Get this out of the resonance now. Lost boys often become flawless at reform school. And with another gentle reminder to generate these changes out of the Yiddish resonance, even though they are, strictly speaking, real phoneme changes, real vowel changes, we come to the end of the lesson on the vowel substitutions in the Yiddish accent.